At the stroke of midnight, Cinderella's carriage turned into a pumpkin. And while your vehicle won't transform into a squash tonight, the cost of running it might get far more expensive. But yesterday, many of you told us you'd already noticed a hefty increase at the Bowser. The body representing petrol stations says it's just business as usual.
This is the normal petrol price cycle. So just take the excise out for a minute. We get a petrol price cycle where the petrol price goes up and down over a 5 to 6 week period. This is a dynamic of about 3,900 businesses competing with each other, and it's most intense in the capital cities.
That's the CEO of the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Alliance, Mark McKenzie. Peter Currey is the NRMA spokesperson and joins us this morning. Peter, welcome.
Good morning.
We're already seeing an increase in petrol costs. That's before the fuel excise is reinstated at midnight tonight. Mm-hmm. Is this just part of the normal petrol price cycle, or is there something else at play?
No, it is not. It is absolutely... Look, it is certainly the case in some of the smaller capitals. The prices are where we would expect them to be this morning, but your listeners are right. There are probably anywhere between 10 to 12 cents a litre above and beyond what prices should be in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne and Adelaide. Certainly that's NRMA's analysis of the price cycle leading into both the long weekend for a number of states, but also into tomorrow when the wholesale price will have the excise included. So yes, we have price cycles in Australia, but to have some of our biggest capital cities with averages of $1.90 is not part of that normal cycle.
If it's not part of the normal cycle, what's going on?
That's a very good question. Unfortunately, your previous guest wasn't able to answer it. We're not sure why the prices in those capitals are as high as they are. We certainly expected them to go up with the cycle, and we expected us to be at the high point of the cycle last weekend, and we thought that we would have started to fall by now. But that was meant to be high 170s, at worst $1.80. It was not meant to be $1.90 in Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Sydney.
When the fuel excise tax cut does expire at midnight, what sort of prices will we be looking at then?
So at midnight, we should be looking at none, and this is very important. Prices should not go up immediately. When we looked at when the excise was cut, it took about 6 to 7 days in the major capitals, such as Sydney, for the price to fall by that amount, that 22, 24 cent amount. In the regional areas and the smaller capitals, it took between 2 to 3 weeks, depending on where you live. So that's a pretty good indicator as to what we should see or what we expect to see, and I'm sure what the ACCC expects to see in the coming days and weeks. And so we believe it will take, between 6 to 7 days in the capitals, or it should take between 6 to 7 days in the capitals, and 2 to 3 weeks in the regional areas. And that's pretty important, because what we don't want to see are prices jumping tomorrow.
Okay, so it should take 6 to 7 days. But if there is an immediate jump, what will that demonstrate and how should it be handled?
Well, the ACCC have already said that they will be monitoring this situation very closely. It's not difficult to determine whether or not motorists are being ripped off. We have real-time data available in most states across Australia now. We will notice immediately any sudden changes to average prices in the capital cities and in regional centres. So it won't be hard for the ACCC to catch them out. They have said on numerous occasions they have all the authority they need to pull oil companies into line. If that means finding them. We know that in the past, when the ACCC have named and shamed, as the NRMA, that oil companies are quick to adjust their behaviour, because no corporate wants to be called out ripping families off in the middle of what is a very difficult period with cost of living pressures. And so that's what we would expect now for the next few weeks as the ACCC monitors the reintroduction of the excise to the wholesale price.
Cost of living challenges are only increasing more broadly. Is this the right time to reinstate the excise in full?
So we have known from day one that it would get reintroduced, and the previous government had set the date. The current government said they would stick to that date. The NRMA has always said if we are going to get any meaningful relief at the Bowser, long-term, sustainable, meaningful relief. It's not going to come by manipulating the excise, because the excise is only one small portion of the overall cost. It's going to come from seeing significant falls in oil prices. And this is what is so frustrating about the average prices in some of those capital cities today. So we have seen oil prices fall $60 a barrel since the high point in June. We've seen the wholesale price in Australia fall by more than 50 cents a litre. And that's why we know there is absolutely no justification for prices to be in the 190s in those capital cities. And so we knew this day was coming. We had planned for it. We've always said that if the public are going to see any long-term relief at the Bowser, it's going to have to come from global factors, not domestic measures. And largely, oil prices have been heading in the right direction.
Can we expect petrol prices to decrease anytime soon, even with the full excise in place? What sort of trajectory and time frame are we talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is true that we are at the high point of the cycle for those capital cities that are in the 190s. That is true. It's just the prices are a lot higher than what they should be. It is also true that in the coming days and weeks, an additional 25 cents a litre will be passed on. What we will see is the wholesale price get back up to around the 170 mark once that price is introduced. But that should mean that we will start to see downward prices falling in the coming weeks to reflect what the wholesale price is. Because, as I said, the oil price has fallen $60 a barrel. It doesn't help, of course, that the Aussie dollar is weaker. That is unfortunately going to put some upward pressure on prices, but it should be no more than 4 or 5 cents a litre. So the trend is positive. Yes, we have to be prepared for this 25 cent increase in the price, but oil prices have been, touch wood, heading in the right direction.
Peter, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Peter Currie. He's an NRMA spokesperson.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.